Hey guys, it's Malls, episode 80 of Please Advise. I just want to thank you guys so much for making those last two episodes with Cameron and Katie happen. I had the most fun of my life in New Orleans. I bought art. I went on a Tinder date with a guy who had a scratched cornea and is a cartographer, which means he draws maps for Shell, the gas company. I lived, I laughed, I loved. I earned the affection of a stripper named William. He had like white sheer leggings on and like an exposed boner. And I took a picture of him for my Snapchat. And I said to him, I was like, oh, do you mind that I just took this picture of you? And he looked at me and he's like, I don't care what you do. And I was like, oh, he like something happened to him. And then I started to feel really sad because he reminded me of my brother. I know it was really, it got really awkward real quick. But New Orleans was the most fun and you guys made it possible. Okay, so today's show is going to be kind of a fun sitch. We have Jerry O'Connell here. Hey, Jer.
How are you? What an honor. What an honor. In sports radio, they call it first time, long time when callers call in.
Yes.
First time caller, long time listener.
Yes.
First time, long time guest here, Malls. What an honor.
Oh, thank you so much.
And I want to know more about this stripper. Like, can you paint a picture?
Okay,
like, what did he look like?
He had like athletic sneakers on and then these white sheer leggings that were almost like kind of like a nod to maybe a baseball pant.
Right.
And then.
Do you recall there was a musical duo named Milli Vanilli?
Of course I do.
That wore sort of tight Lycra. I don't even think Lycra was a material back then.
Right.
Tight like neoprene, whatever it was called.
You're coming up with all sorts of fabric names.
Stretchy. It was a neoprene Lycra blend. No, it was. Is that what we're talking here?
I'm talking like an opaque nylon. Okay. Like maybe slightly thicker than a regular nylon.
Sort of. Did you see what is the Los Angeles-based rap performer? The Game in his underwear? Did you see?
No, I personally did not. Christina's nodding enthusiastically.
Is that sort of like the material that we're talking here? Sort of like
I think probably like that. And then he was very built. Like his body was shaped like a T, like a letter T. Mm-hmm. My friend Fat Gay informed me that he was straight. I couldn't tell that off the bat, but Max was like, oh, honey, he's straight and he loves you. Right. And I was like, oh, and then I just started to, you know, oh, he had a face kind of like my brother Mitchell and a little bit of a scruffy beard and a baseball hat. But like, I was in a situation like that. You don't really look at faces first. So I had already like taken the Snapchat before I realized he looked a little bit like my brother. And then he said that really like self-degrading thing where he was like, I don't care what you do to me.
I'm going to take the other angle here. I don't think it was sort of self-degrading. Maybe it was sort of just like sort of
invitation.
An invitation to you. Like, look, anything's going to go here. I'm not afraid of anything you're going to throw at me.
It was Valentine's Day.
Let's do this.
Right. It was Valentine's Day.
Like, I'll do anything you want. Like, there's no barriers here.
Okay, you guys, our second guest today just walked in, Elijah Daniel. Hey, hon, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, my God. Wait, who's your friend?
This is my friend Nick.
Hi, Nick. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Hi, Elijah. Jerry.
Nice to meet you.
This
How
is
are you?
Jerry. Good. Nick. Hi. Nice Hi. To meet you, Nick.
Hi, Nick. Jerry.
Elijah. Come. Welcome. Hi,
Hi.
Honey.
How are
Sit
you?
Down at the mic. We're just discussing my recent experience with a stripper in New Orleans.
I want to hear about that.
His name was William. He was cute. It's on my Snapchat. Are you on? We're all on Snapchat, right? Jerry, you on?
You know, I am on Snapchat. Oh God, this is going to be the old guy at the table here. It's too much for me. Like looking at people's stories,
right.
It's sometimes too much for me.
I don't look at anybody else's stuff on there. I just look at myself.
Your output only.
Yeah. Well, like I look at things that I get because like I get like really weird ones from like 14-year-olds the time.
Right.
Or like 7-year-olds with like their mom's phone like right up to their face.
Do you get penises?
Not as often as I'd like, but like enough.
Well, I've
like
never gotten a penis, and I'm
glad.
Well,
like none that I like would write home about. Like nothing good.
I think people know I'm not here for that. I think that's very clear about my brand.
Yeah, that's what people are like to me too.
Okay.
I am someone who, And I'm significantly older than everyone at this table. I mean, it's crazy.
Not at heart, hon.
So, but, you know, for me, I'm someone who loves to throw out likes. I throw out a lot of likes on Instagram, on Twitter. If you're coming across my feed, you're probably getting a like, unless it's something hateful.
Okay, yeah.
You're just getting a like.
Do you ever like something and then realize after the fact that it's hateful? And then you're like, oh, shit.
And then I take it away. It's usually, and then I take it away.
You just grab it back.
Or if
it's even moderately degrading.
Right.
To anyone, to any group, I take it back.
You know what I don't like is people snapping. I go back and forth on this. Sometimes, or with Instagram, I have a, like, you can only show one third of a stranger's face rule, because I think that it's kind of rude to snap or Instagram a person in that you see because they have like a crazy outfit or like their ass is crazy.
Right.
But like, see, I've done it from time to time myself where I'm just like, well, this person's not real. But I don't know if that's right. I feel like that's a bad attitude.
That's probably a bad thing. Yeah. I do it all the time, though.
How old are you?
I'm 21 or 22. I just turned 22.
Fucking love it. By the way, when was your birthday?
January 9th.
All right.
So like a month ago.
I'm January 10th.
Really?
And Elvis is January 8th. We are in a very good.
What a good like, 8 and 10. A good
that's
long
a lucky
weekend.
Number.
Yeah.
You guys should go play the lotto right now.
You should.
Oh my God, I love that. By the way, this is a weed macaroon I got for you.
Oh,
I
that saw sounds
your,
amazing.
I saw on your Instagram you smoke marijuana.
I smoke a lot of marijuana.
We know you're the younger one, so I gave you the PB&J flavor.
That great.
And then Jerry got the one with the gold leaf on it because he's fancy like
awesome.
That.
Okay, good.
Ooh, yeah. I like this package.
You like that?
I do.
I already ate mine. Is that okay? I ate the whole thing.
You're going to have a wild father-daughter dance tonight. Wait, you have a father-daughter dance for your kids tonight.
I have two daughters. They are 7 years old. They're twin girls. And tonight is the father-daughter dance at their school.
You should eat both macaroons. You should eat all of them.
I was thinking of going the Molly route. I thought it would just be more fun because there's going to be like some dancing in our kids' bop.
Yeah,
it's like, so funny you say that. Wait, we just have to say, for those who don't know what kids' bop is, kids' bop is a radio station. Or is it a style of music?
It's like this group of kids who like record.
And it's covers.
Yeah,
it's covers of
hits.
Songs.
Adult songs.
And I have to say, my children, when they get in the car, they say, put on the kids' bop. And I also want to say, at first, it annoyed me, but now I'm really into it.
Yeah, like, no, I mean, the same way. Like, I listen to, my favorite thing to do is, like, look up, like, the worst versions of songs that they've done.
Right.
That they've tried to, like, make clean. And then, like, so we were listening to, it was, like, a Fetty Wap song or something.
Right.
Remixed by kids' bop. And, like, I was like, this isn't that bad.
Hotline,
we kind of just listened to it.
Hotline Bling was really funny because it was, you used to call me on your cell phone when you were bored and wanted to talk.
That's
you used to call me on my cell phone. Like, that's how they change the lyrics.
So
it's
bad,
really funny.
Like, so good.
Like, back
I
that
love
ass.
That they have Hotline like, Bling already.
It's like,
they get them out quick. They do like a new album every week.
Yeah.
You a fine looking lady. Why don't we play hopscotch? We play hopscotch instead of back that ass up. It's so. I'm really into it.
That's
but
amazing.
They do covers of like Eagle songs. I'm really.
They do. They've done like a lot of weird things that like they probably shouldn't have done. Like they do some really dirty songs.
they must have so much fun recording those. They must find the dirtiest songs and be like, all right, guys, let's get to work.
let's roll our sleeves up.
Wait, speaking of child performers, real quick, did you guys notice that the Oakwood Apartments is now the Toluca Lake Apartments or something? It's like, it's not.
I did not know
it.
That. Let's just explain to everyone. The Oakwood Apartments are an apartment complex here in the valley of San Fernando of Los Angeles, where that famous documentary was made about the child
Hollywood
actors.
Complex, which is why I wondered if they changed it because they're like Oakwood has such a. We had Chloe Bridges on. She's an actress on Pretty Little Liars, a bunch of other stuff. She lived in the Oakwood when she was a kid.
Right.
We had someone else, Nick Kroll, oddly enough, like when we had like a general meeting years ago, I was like, where'd you live when you first moved to LA? He's like, the Oakwood, actually. And I actually stayed at the Oakwoods
in Marina Del Rey when I first came to LA. Los Angeles.
Not to
Marina
brag.
Del Rey's a nice area. I like Marina Del Rey.
Yeah, but the Oakwoods, I mean, if you know it, it's like.
I've never been there.
It's, you know, I don't want to speak ill of it, but it's like, it's temporary corporate housing. And it's.
Oh, okay.
But this documentary is about the kid actors who live there and basically spend their childhoods there.
Without furniture for years.
Child.
Remember that one girl who for 4 years never got a bed and she was sleeping in her closet in a Cinderella sleeping bag?
I'm sure it's on Netflix.
That
That's where
really
I saw it.
Though.
Presley Cash was her name now. She changed her name after to Presley Cash and she was in the Taylor Swift Mean video and that was her big break. She's never worked since. But yeah.
Well, we wish her luck. We
hope she's in another Taylor Swift video soon.
That is a lot of exposure.
Bad blood, honey. Oh my God, you're right. Actually, that makes me, she probably, when Bad Blood came out, she probably was.
She's probably so mad.
In a real bad way.
Oh, yeah. She's like,
I was one of her original girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jerry, who's your favorite supermodel right now?
Well, I am married to Rebecca Romijn.
That's true.
Was considered a supermodel?
Absolutely a
was
supermodel.
Was considered a supermodel.
But she now we're is. In a new, we're, oh my God, she absolutely still absolutely is. Once a supermodel, always a supermodel. But take it from me. But we're in a new wave right now.
Right.
Of supermodels. Who is your favorite model, Elijah? I'm going to let Jerry
think on
it. I
don't really follow models a ton. I like, oh my God, what's her name?
Gigi Hadid.
No, Cara Delevingne. Is that her name?
Oh, yeah, I love her. That's a good one. Cara Delevingne.
Yeah, she's cool. I like her.
I have to tell you, I'm very proud of Sports Illustrated putting a curvy model on the cover of their newest issue. Ashley, I forget her last name, but Ashley, she's the cover girl.
And by the way, you guys, if you are into watching models at play, there's a Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition video on YouTube with where they put all these models on a private plane and like basically just like their convos and how they play together and Gigi Hadid's rapping at one point. It's just very important. It's a good watch. I love models.
Oh, the other one is Chrissy Teigen. I love Chrissy Teigen.
Love her too.
She's so funny.
Is she a supermodel?
Yes.
She's on Sports Illustrated, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What is the cutoff to be a supermodel?
I don't know.
Victoria's Secret, Sports Illustrated, Vogue?
Probably.
Vogue, I think. Yeah. Vogue isn't.
I think Vogue might be high fashion.
Yeah, that's true.
Vogue is high fashion, and that's not considered supermodel. Supermodel is, what is it? What is the definition?
Know. Like, widespread. I mean, I think if you get the cover of Vogue,
I think if you
maybe.
Get a cover of something, you're just a supermodel.
I mean, is it okay? I don't want to bring everything to a screeching halt, but is it okay if I look it up?
What is the definition
of a supermodel?
In the meantime, Elijah, can we talk for two about your most recent career breakthrough that I've familiarized myself with in the last like 48 hours?
Which one is that?
The Trump fan fiction. You wrote a little bit of an erotic fan fiction moment.
Yeah, I wrote a 10-page long Donald Trump erotic novel called Trump Temptations that for some reason just blew up. And then like it's doing it again, like because Wattpad released it.
Okay.
Like a free version. And Wattpad is like where people write fan fiction. I think that's actually where 50 Shades of Grey came from.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so I released it with them and they sent me an email and they're like, oh, we're going to like push this like really hard. So they like did this huge promotion behind it. So it has like 30,000 reads in like a day or something.
That's incredible.
And it's all like, no, because it's all like young kids.
Did you really get like drunk and just go hard?
Yeah, no, I was just really drunk and high in my apartment. And I was just like, all right, I'm just going to do this.
I've been wanting to do one with Robin Quivers from Howard Stern and Hozier, Irish singer. Yeah, she loves Hozier.
That would be an interesting one to read.
Yeah. And like Quivers is her last name. So I feel like there's a lot of like really fun wordplay.
Yeah, you can do a lot of puns. Yeah, you can do a lot of puns with that one. You can do a lot of puns.
Kind of looking forward to that. I also
you should
like,
definitely do that. Just get really drunk.
I will. Well, no, honey, that's not the problem. So the other thing is that you have 33 million Vine loops.
I don't know why. Honestly, my entire Vine account is my friend Christine.
I love your friend Christine.
She's so hilarious.
And how did you guys meet?
Through Vine. I think. Because I was doing marketing for an iPhone app and I was just like, hey, I want you to promote this. And so she was like, okay. And then we just started talking like randomly and just like mostly business stuff. And then we just became friends and we started doing stuff together. She came, I was in Chicago actually, and she's from Chicago. And so we did a video together while I was there for market days. And we just got really drunk and recorded a video. And then we just started doing tons of shit together. And so she's co-starring in one of the shows that I'm working on called Social. And so like my entire Vine account is just me like, because she does like a lot of really funny things.
She's
like,
really funny.
All the time. And so I'll just record her doing random things and just post it to Vine.
I immediately took to her when I saw her on
Vine. Oh yeah, she's hilarious.
Great. She's one of those like, yeah, you like, oh yeah, I like her. So I'm going to ask you about Brian De Silva in a minute. Is that his name? The kid who got arrested?
Oh, yeah.
Brian Silva?
Brian Silva, yeah.
Oh, who's Brian De Silva? It's probably like a producer on 90210.
Probably.
But I'm going to ask you about him in a minute because okay, I learned about him through going through your Vine yesterday. So congrats. Thank you for spreading that love.
Oh, you're so welcome for him.
And Jerry, have you figured out what a supermodel is?
Yes. A supermodel is a model that has made it to the status of celebrity.
Oh, so it's like a famous model?
That asked in the 1990s, typically that asked for outrageous contract demands and attempted other venues such as acting, singing. But the era of the supermodel is over. Prominent models are now known today as power models.
Ooh.
Power models better than supermodel.
So supermodel is supermodel is
like almost like a superhero.
Right.
Yeah.
But now they're known as power models.
I think of like power top or power bottom. Like I think
I was thinking power puff girls. So that's where our minds are.
Oh, okay,
yeah, right.
I'm like, oh, power bottoms. Okay, so did you guys bring three reasons why you're qualified to give advice today?
I brought like two.
Okay. Our young guests never have three reasons, ever.
Well, I have like two reasons why I can give good advice, and like they're both really bad.
Okay.
One is that I have a Taco Bell tattoo on my hand.
Oh, okay.
So that's one, because I make good choices, obviously.
Was that part of a market? Okay.
It's their Twitter handle.
Yeah, it's actually
their
Twitter handle.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it says at Taco Bell.
Oh my God, I love it.
Yeah, that was actually Christine's fault because she's like, I want to get a first tattoo. And so I was like, all right. And so she got the word oops tattooed on her arm.
That's
cute. And she was just like, it's going to be my first one. So it's like in this word bubble and it says oops. And I was like, all right, I'll just get Taco Bell tattooed on my hand.
Oh boy.
She was like, you're not going to do that, are you?
Have you gotten free shit for it?
Oh, I've done so much stuff Taco Bell's given me like $3,000 in gift cards before. Like, I've done so much stuff with it. I met Chrissy Teigen once, like the first time I met her was actually at a Taco Bell thing.
So worth it?
Yeah, so worth it.
Okay.
Taco Bell's done, like, they were my first time. They flew me to California. they flew me to New York for the first time. Like, they had my first commercials with Taco Bell.
Honey, you're electric. Where are you from originally?
Michigan.
Okay, great. I love Michigan people.
Why?
I had a roommate from Michigan.
Michigan people are really nice, but, like, they're generally awful people.
I mean, I've had really good luck with my friends from Grand Rapids. I went to
Grand Rapids is a cool place,
with a girl from Detroit who had red hair and she was fabulous. And she had, like, almost like a Kathy Bates vibe to her.
That.
Like, very cool.
I like that. Kathy Bates vibe.
Okay, what's your number two?
My number two is that I have 8 siblings.
Holy shit. Wow. Yeah, where do you
from
fall?
A family of 9.
Oh my God.
I know. Everybody's always like, are you Catholic? But I'm not.
So. Mormon.
No, not Mormon. He's a Christian. My dad's a pastor.
Okay.
I guess that could be my third reason.
Where do you fall in the mix?
I'm the middle, like dead middle.
Okay. Yeah. So you need a lot of attention.
Oh yeah. All the time. That's exactly why I live in California.
This worked out so well. Can you imagine being 1 of 9 without the internet?
Oh, I know. Like I was thinking the other day and I was like, what if I didn't get as much attention as I have? Right. Like I would definitely be like smoking crack or something.
You'd be like a serial murderer.
Oh yeah. Like definitely be a serial killer.
Okay. I love that about
something
you.
Like that.
Jerry, do you have 3 reasons why you're qualified to give advice?
I have been married for coming up on 10 years.
Yes,
which is
that's a
strong number.
Yeah, that's the hard number to get to.
And there's been no like domestic dispute, like no cops have been called.
Never once.
That's definitely qualifies you to give advice.
There's never
cops
been an arrest.
Been to your house for a domestic abuse.
There's never been an arrest. There's never been like any sort of public brawl.
That's good.
That is good.
There's no rumors out there about you guys being on the rocks. I feel like everyone gets that, but there's no on the rocks news for you guys, which is kind of cool.
No on the rocks news.
Yeah.
We have a joke. We would love to get divorced, but neither one of us wants our children. So stick it out.
That's really
we
funny.
Have a
so
joke.
You're like stuck.
We have a pretty funny joke that we would have an anti-custody battle if we went to court, where we would convince the judge that we were not able to take care of the children and that the
I'm
other
crazy.
Spouse
I'm very crazy.
That we all have addiction issues and we abuse all kinds of substances.
The state's like, no, we don't want them either.
Right. And that the only way I should see my children is if there's some sort of state supervision happening
in a police parking lot.
That's really fun. Dude, in a police parking lot, is that what happens?
Yeah, they
is that where they happen? Yeah. Oh my God, I had no
idea.
Well,
somebody just got arrested in a police parking lot yesterday. It was a kid from That's So Raven.
Oh my God.
Well, they do it, I think, because it's sort of like a safe area.
Yeah,
it's a safe zone.
Apparently not for him.
Well, no, I've always wondered, like, where are they sending these officers out to supervise them? And I guess that makes sense.
Yeah,
they're
like, in the police parking
lot. Come
lots.
To the parking lot. Yeah. Wow, that sucks. You got to be careful, man. You don't want to see your kids in a police parking lot.
It, It goes down in like police waiting rooms and parking lots and stuff.
My brother worked with the police. Like, so I would get to go into like the police station all the time and like see the shit that happens in there. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I did. I mean, this is so boring, but I live in Calabasas, which is where the Kardashians are from. It's sort of a suburban area. And I was unemployed for a while and had nothing to do. And I asked the sheriffs out there if I could do a ride along in Calabasas. And it was.
What was a ride along in Calabasas?
It was hilarious. We went to, there's a yogurt chain called Menchie's out here in Los Angeles. We went there like in the shift like three times. And it was just so fun to like see like, you know, the Jacksons, the Michael Jackson, God rest his soul, but the Jacksons live out there. So I saw their house. I got to see where Bieber used to live. I saw Britney Spears' house.
Oh,
they just gave me such an amazing tour of like Calabasas celebrity. It really,
you know what?
It really
no
blew my mind.
No regular unemployed guy could call the police and be like,
guys,
like, yeah, come in. You can ride in the back though.
Guys, no, I got to tell you, this is any law enforcement entity allow the public to do ride-alongs. You can walk into any station.
Yeah, my brother used to do it. It was in Detroit, so it was a little bit different. Instead of seeing like celebrity houses, more like crack houses,
right?
And trap
of course,
houses. But
of course.
But yeah, no, he did that too a lot. He was like a, what was it called? A police explorer. So right. So they have like this program for like teens and stuff where they can come in and like work with the police.
Right.
Did you? Yeah, he loved
You're so cute. I love Christina said she did that. That's cute. I love that about you.
Well, I have two uncles that are cops, so I have a cop family. So yeah, I was into it.
You are a little bit of an Olivia Benson.
I wanted to be an Olivia Benson.
I know.
Ooh,
you
I like
are.
That.
Okay, so what are your other two reasons?
Other two reasons. Financially, I've never overdrawn on my bank account.
Nice. That's hard to say.
That is hard to say because I do it like once a week.
I've never overdrawn on my bank account. It's come very close.
Yeah.
But I've never actually overdrawn on it.
That's
I used to
huge.
Overdraw on purpose.
Why?
Because well, like with
don't
my
you,
bank.
Don't you get a penalty?
No, with my bank, they would let you just like take out as much as you wanted, like whenever. And like you never had to pay a penalty on it.
What bank?
KeyBank.
Is this like Switzerland?
It's only in Ohio, I think. KeyBank.
That's incredible.
I know. It's so weird, but I just was like, all right, cool.
When you get close, like the email alerts. Oh, the email alerts are out of control. No, I'm Chase.
Okay. So when I get those,
Chase
your account
you
balance. $60
penalties when you go over.
You have to pay a penalty.
Yeah.
And they're like, look, you're about to pay a penalty.
Yeah. KeyBank was just like, all right, no, we don't care. Sure, go ahead.
BOA is 35.
Is it?
A cool 35 every time. Hate it. And like, by the way, my accountants have me on an allowance. So like they give me like my measly allowance in my fucking B of A and I overdraw all the time because like it'll be by like $12 and then I get slapped with $35
like $35
and then my allowance for next week is affected. I'm like a teenager.
Yeah,
I'm on
I know.
An allowance.
You're like a teenager. Yeah, that's the same
like,
way I am.
I'm always being punished. Okay, and what's your third reason?
My third reason is I've known you now for probably 6 or 7 years.
Damn.
Pre all of your social media, internet, and just general fame.
When I was a vagrant.
You weren't a vagrant.
when you were just
a little ne'er-do-well running around with Jordan Rubin, getting drunk 7 nights a week.
Jordan Rubin, everyone should know, is a mutual friend of ours who introduced us and
one
a
of the
very
best.
Funny guy.
Yeah.
Currently doing lipstick. I was going to say lipstick jungle. Lip sync battle.
That's a different thing.
Is that what he's doing jungle? Right now?
I'm pretty sure that's what he's working on.
That's
yeah.
so fun. Do you want to? Okay, so years ago, my roommate Sarah and I moved into an apartment. And we invited Jordan to my housewarming party, and he gave me a framed photo of him doing stand up. And so, like, my new cleaning lady has just started putting it next to my bed, and I think she thinks Jordan's my boyfriend. So I leave it next to my bed, and she, like, I come up, it's, like, dusted, it's, like, the whole
thing.
She
sets rose petals next to it.
And Jordan's like, how sad is that, that, like, she thinks you're dating this, like, what did he call himself, like, a B-list comedian? I was like, I love that you think my cleaning lady thinks you're B-list. But no, it's funny. It's my favorite.
That is funny.
Love Jordan Rubin. I actually have to get him. He's my first person I ever potted with.
Really?
Yeah, that's my cool. First pod partner. Okay, so now I have a question for each one of you. I'm going to ask you one first. Elijah, who the hell is Brian Silva and what happened?
Brian Silva is – have you ever seen the Gratatata video?
This is – I learned about this yesterday.
Okay, so he did the whole like Gratatata video like years ago, mm-hmm. and blew up and then thought he was like actually famous, but people were just kind of like making fun of him.
Can you explain what that is? It's like a machine gun noise,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so he like stood in the mirror shirtless and he's like this very like methed out looking kid.
Yeah.
Pointing his finger gun and he's just, I forget what he says. Something about he'll shoot shots at your fitted, gratatata. And like everybody was just kind of making fun of him. And he kind of just blew up from there. And then he became like a Facebook celebrity. He would just steal videos and like post them on Facebook.
Like so a fat like, Jew sort of thing?
Yeah, like a worse fat Jew.
Okay.
And so he would just like steal people's like vines and shit and like repost them. And like post like the dumbest memes that were just like really stupid shit. And then he live, like Facebook released their live feature or whatever.
Yeah.
And so he was one of the first people to have it because he's verified. And so he used his live feature or the live streaming feature to live stream himself getting arrested by the police. As like the police are like there was like a showdown outside and like that all there's tons of cops and
what
like,
happened?
Everything.
He was holding his girlfriend hostage.
I think
he's
holding his girlfriend hostage or something. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I found out about that. Well, as Nick, who's here with me, we were on a roller coaster at Knott's Berry Farm, and he was just like Brian Silva just got arrested, and I was like, all right, I need to see that video right now.
Oh my god, I think Nick is gonna maybe be our guest on our next episode. Okay, so Jerry, my question for you is this: what is the single worst work experience you've ever had?
You know, I did a. I'm an actor. My name is Jerry O'Connell. You can look at my IMDb page. I did a low budget film and like basically it was shot on someone's cell phone.
So it was a porno.
Yes.
So they're breaking into porn is what you do.
It was a hot porn. Anyway, the director wanted my character to run into a actual hotel lobby. We were shooting in a hotel lobby that was filled with people with a gun.
Okay.
And run all across right. the lobby. And I said, I can't do that. And he went, you know, why? And I said, because someone's going to shoot me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, this is America, dude. You can't like just, you can't just run around
was
with a gun.
Was this in California?
No, it was in, it was in Louisiana.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, no. So people are packing.
Louisiana. People are packing. Yeah. And he was like, oh, come on, you know, it's part of, he was trying to convince me that it's part of like the film that we're doing and it's sort of the gritty look and everything. And I went, I don't want to run through I'm not dying today. I'm just not, it's just not happening.
And also, how is he going to get the clearance of all those people that
are. There was no clearance. Now, listen, there are other actors who would be like, you know, man, we just shot this movie with no permits and just went out there and did it. And yeah, that was me with the gun. And I wanted that like real experience and that adrenaline rush, bro. And
I would do it just to get shot. But like, if it's going to be in the leg or something, I'll let him shoot me.
But. and I said no, and that was really, and I was actually like, by the people there, it was actually like, man, you really fucked us over, man, that you wouldn't do it.
Like, that's sorry, so desperate.
Yeah, and I remember like being like alone, and yeah. like being like, I can't believe this is just like, me versus. I can't believe no like one's going. Hey, man, Jerry's right.
Hey, maybe he's right.
You like, can't
are
do
also,
that.
Like living in a state of terror right now, where I think it's a very common fear that people have that they're going to get shot in like a hotel lobby or in right. a group situation like right. that, and even just that kind of fear, I think could incite. Like a heart attack. Like if my dog can maybe have a heart attack just by seeing a bobcat, I can't imagine what some old lady is seeing Jerry O'Connell run into a hotel lobby with a gun.
I would love
do.
To see like the people right. tweeting about that though. Like, I think Jerry O'Connell just ran through this hotel with a gun.
Yeah. Right. It Question. Is. Yeah. It's so that was the worst work experience that I've. That I've
That's pretty
had.
Bad.
That is pretty bad. So I want to just really, we're going to go to our questions in a minute, but I just want to touch on this because like this really consumed me for most of yesterday, like this whole Kesha thing. Where did you read
same.
What's
yeah, no,
going
same.
On? I found out about it right after I got out of my massage. This always happens to me. I get out of massage, like, I check my relax. Phone, and then I cried from 5:30 until 9 p.m. Like, I don't know why. It just had such an effect on me. I had to apologize to my Uber because I was like sobbing the entire way home. I just feel like, you guys, this is a major, major pop star with lots of money to defend herself and like a name that it should just be like, oh, she's claiming this, then like it's probably legit. Also, I've heard from many people that Dr. Luke is kind of a notorious creep.
Yeah.
And like, that is so hard to go in front of a judge and like the country and be like, I don't think like anybody who's worked with him
in the past said anything nice. Like even like Kelly Clarkson was like, no, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah. So I just like, it really killed me to see someone. People were saying like, oh, she was smiling when she was going into court. Well, guess what?
She was like in tears leaving.
And it's like, oh, so like by contrast, like she was smiling going in. So she must not really be upset about it. Something like this happens to you and she's been living with us for like 5 or 6 years. Like you expect
somebody catches like one smile in a picture.
Or like also like you have to figure out how to smile and cope and live with your life. You can't just like shut down and be a person who's mopey all the time.
Trying to get out of the contract for like 4 years, I think, or yeah, five. Yeah,
it's pretty horrific. I mean, I just think that it's very scary for women out there, because if someone with a huge platform and a lot of influence can be treated so poorly, you can only imagine how your average person deals with this sort of thing. And I was tweeting about it yesterday a little bit, and I was saying like, you know, it's so hard to see someone with influence like stand up against this sort of thing. It's like why people with influence need to stand up against this sort of thing, because they can maybe like start to make a change. Someone was like, well, you know, everyone should stand up against this sort of thing. But I have to be honest with you, I cannot recommend to like the average American woman after watching what happened to Kesha yesterday to stand up for herself, because this is going to be the sort of that negative, like that impact of having to go through that sort of humiliating process.
Yeah, and like they kept delaying the trial thing too, her hearing, for like months.
That's what they do. Yeah.
Yeah, and then she finally got in and they were like, "No, sorry."
Yeah, that's what they do. So, it's really fucked up. I don't know. Jerry, do you have any thoughts on this?
We're talking pedicure on our toes.
Yeah, that
boys
Kesha.
Blowing up my phones.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know I heard the kids' pop version. I mean, you know, I got to tell you, I couldn't believe when that verdict came in. I do have to say, I don't know much about it. Kesha's got to be contractually bound for that guy, for that judge to rule in favor of that dude. I mean, it sounds like, you know, a lot of these things, I don't know if you're watching People versus OJ, but these trials are won and lost in public opinion. I mean, that's what's so interesting about this OJ thing, is like that whole white Bronco chase, all that stuff, watching it. They were basically the Marsha Clark and Darden and the prosecution were losing this case before they even went into the courtroom.
Right.
And it would seem to me that Kesha had won this case before Kesha went into the courtroom.
Right.
And then Kesha didn't.
That's exactly what I thought was going to happen.
So what's going – like, I don't know enough about this.
You would think it's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer.
All she's asking to do is to be cut out of a contract.
If hashtag free Kesha is on my phone for – a good 20 hours.
And by the way,
I had like a 500,000 tweets or something about it.
It's true. And you know, Kesha's normal. I do love to see that.
I mean, like, she is really famous and she has a lot of money, but she's going up against Sony, who has way more money than she will have.
Right.
So, I mean, like, I definitely thought she was going to win it, but they just, I don't know.
I wonder if it's because Kesha also, I have to wonder, because I don't think this is right, but I wonder if it's because Kesha's like traditionally sort of like a punchline.
Yeah, like she has like the party girl thing going for her.
This would have gone the same way with like Megan Trainor.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. You know, like, no, I don't think it would have, honestly.
I do want to say I saw Kesha in a hotel lobby. And
same one you had a gun in or no?
I'm sorry?
Same one you had a gun in.
No, a different one. She's really attractive. She's a beautiful girl.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
Stunning. I was.
And she has a really good voice too. She has like a magnificent voice. It's crazy.
Like, when she uses it.
Yeah, when she uses it. When it's not like super auto-tuned. Like, she has really, really beautiful songs.
Yeah.
Stunning girl.
I feel very sad about that story, and I hope that everyone out there is like kind of meditating on that and what that means for us. Because like when things like this happen, it's never just about the person. It's about how it's a precedent that's being set again and again, and that's very troublesome to me. Really bothers me. All right, let's take our motherfucking calls.
Hi, Malls. I am... I'm not going to say my name because I don't know if the person who this question is about listens to this podcast. And I realized that as I was calling in, I would be horrified if they listened and heard what I'm about to say. But so So here's the situation. I went to high school with this girl and we weren't friends, but we were like in show choir together and stuff. So like, I know her, acquaintance status, I would say. And it's now been 7 years since we were in show choir together. So I guess 8 years, 4 years out of high school now since I've seen her. And she is starting up this new business where she, does like meal prep stuff, and you can like buy meals from her and she'll bring them to you and they're healthy and yada yada. And so in an attempt to like, you know, help support local business, and I think that's a cool idea, and the pictures of the food looks really good, I got some food from her, and it's kind of inedible, and I'm not picky, but it's like, really, I can't eat it because it's so bad. And so I just got a text from her saying, hey girl, how was the food this week? Are you going to be reordering for next week? And I don't really know how to handle that, because I know that if you're like starting a new business, you need actual constructive criticism, but I also don't want to just like be a massive bitch for no reason if that's not what she's looking for. And I don't know how to tell her that I'm not going to be buying any more food, because I have no viable excuses other than that it's gross and I don't want it. So anyway, yeah, how do you tell someone that you already, I don't know. I don't know. How do you tell someone that their food sucks and that you don't want to buy things from them anymore? Also, because I know sometimes you like to know this, I live in Oklahoma, so it's a pretty small town, and the odds of, like, casual run-ins after this conversation are high. So, anyway. All right. Great job on the podcast. Still loving every episode. Yada, yada. Okay. Talk to you later. Bye.
This is, like, why you cannot do anything nice for anybody.
I don't – I tend to not try – like, I try not to, like – I guess buy into like friends' businesses, because right. Generally when they're startups, they suck really bad.
Yeah.
So I mean, that was her bad.
I mean, I just sounds like this like busted up plated.com situation. Like, seems really depressing to me.
It sounds or, like a Craigslist version it's like, of plated.
It's, do you know what that is? Like
plated is or, where they send meals to
it's
you.
It's like, yeah, they like send you like I mean, you're supposed to make them at home by yourself.
Is it to get in shape? Are they healthy? Is that what it is?
It's laziness.
Yeah.
It's laziness. Yeah.
But you know, it is really hard to make healthy food super delicious, especially if you're not like good at it.
I just go to In-N-Out every night. So
right. but you know, I think that if she asks, you can say to her, to be honest, it wasn't for me.
From like a business standpoint, I would kind of, I mean, like, I think if she doesn't like something of it, she should definitely tell her like what it is that she thinks is wrong. I mean, if they're good friends. If they're not, I just feel like, oh, no, I'm good.
They're not even friends. Like, she was like,
oh, I thought they were good friends.
No, she was like, we went to high school together. We weren't friends, but we both were in show choir. It's like, why are you, don't get involved. Like, why did you get involved in the first place? I don't want to like judge her, but it's like, I feel like if I saw some random from my high school was selling something.
Yeah, I had like a.
I donated to someone from my high school as Kickstarter, but like only because I genuinely believed in it. And like, I got a cool prize from it. But
that was the rain.
I mean, that was
you got a good T-shirt, yeah, or something.
That's like good. But they made T-shirt quilts, and so I sent. Oh. Yeah. So anyway, but I this is why you just, I think you don't get involved in things.
Yeah, I don't fuck with
people
businesses.
Like this. Yeah. Period. Because also like why are you being like, why are you being desperate and like even like communicate, like why are you looking at her Facebook? Yeah. Like, why are you even there? That doesn't even, but like, and then now you're in a situation where you have to tell someone that like you don't even
that's
like
what,
enough
that's
to
what
be
stalking gets you.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What happens when you creep on your old friends or like your exes, and then yeah. You're like, oh shit, now I'm
you're trying to be nice
food.
And now you're like fucking choking down some like disgusting vegan shit. I maybe try telling her that you're gonna do your healthy cooking on your own.
Yeah, I would
that
do
your
that.
Therapist recommended it. No one can argue with that because
yeah,
everyone's
you say
like,
your therapist recommended it.
Oh, crazy over here needs to make her own dinner because her therapist recommended it.
And she's in Oklahoma City. They're like, oh my God, she has a therapist?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Oh my God, she must be crazy. Deeply dark. What do you think, Jerry? What would you do? Because you probably, yeah, you know what? I feel like people hit up people that they know are like, oh, like I bet he has a little bit of cash. Like I feel like this girl sounds like she has money, which is why she didn't. She didn't say it's not in my budget, which would be the natural go-to thing.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like people hit you up for stuff and then you feel have a hard time saying no because you know technically you can afford it?
Well, I mean, first of all, it is a luxury that I don't jump in on that meal delivery system.
Right.
I do have to say I've known people who do it, especially like actor type people who do it a lot.
Yeah.
And I want you to know the people who I've seen do it. Oh, man. I mean, I was like, you know, my wife signed up and myself up for it. And
Paletta.
And all we did was put butter on everything. I mean, it was literally like it was such a waste of money because it would be like, this is this is fat free lasagna and it's like low carb. Oh, this is low carb protein infused lasagna. And you'd microwave it and take a bite and be like,
oh, it tastes like it is.
I can't eat this. That it needs butter.
Yeah, no.
And I'd put, I mean, a half a stick of butter on it. And
now it's better.
Well, now it's better, but then you might as well just go to Pizza Hut and order their lasagna. I mean, it's just, I mean, there was probably less butter in the Pizza Hut lasagna than what I was eventually putting on it. So I don't adhere to that. That said, there's a saying, there's no need to say something mean when you can just say what you mean.
Okay.
So if she really didn't like the food, she can say, you know, these were my problems with the food, but to figure out how to take the meanness out of that statement. Yeah. Don't say something mean. Say what you mean.
Make it constructive.
Damn, Jerry, that's so smart. I love that. That's very good.
Well, I can't believe we're getting
wise. Like, wind we have up the wise with, like, in
the room. I can't believe I'm the wise old man here.
You are blushing a little bit But wait.
That really, wow, Molly, that may be the most impressed you've ever been with me.
That was really good.
He's like impressed with himself right now.
That was really good. Okay, but no, wait. So this is like, I think, a girl thing very commonly too, though. That it's like, if I have a cleaning lady that like kind of blows, which I have in the past, I've kept them on for like years too long.
Just because you don't want to like.
Because like, I'm like, she needs the money. Like, I technically, I guess I can pay her. Like, I could get someone else and maybe have them come in.
But
on
I don't
want to
like that confrontation of actually dealing with it.
No.
That's mine.
I literally had to move in order to fire my last cleaning lady. I cleared across town. And then I just was like, oh, it must be too far for you.
Bye.
Like, bye. I'll call. I said, I was like,
moving
I'll call
to
you
like
when
avoid
I'm
confrontation
in.
With like a maid is like something I would do. Like, that's definitely something I would do.
So I understand why this is really hard for you, because sometimes just saying no in general can be really hard for people. And no offense, you seem a little bit desperate because you're like kicking up rocks from people with high school that you weren't even friends with. So I can, and you sound like a real Malls type, basically. Like, that's exactly something I would do. So I really feel for you here. I would just say you keep going till she bleeds you dry and then flip the fuck out on her one day because your blood sugar is low.
Maybe next week's meal will be better.
Maybe.
Probably not.
No, I know.
Probably won't be.
Maybe dad will pick me up this week from school.
Maybe dad will come back from getting those cigarettes this week. I don't know.
Pull them all and move to the other side of the country. Just to avoid this. No, actually, wow, this is going to be a real LA story, but I was at the gym the other day.
Yeah.
And there's someone who works at the gym, and he said, "Hey, man, I should train you, man. You should. I've been watching you, and you should let me train you. You know, let me give you a session." And it's like, it's the last thing I want. First of all, I'm too cheap to pay for a trainer, but secondly, even if I wasn't, I mean, besides that fact, it's like sort of like I don't want to like work out with anyone else. I don't want to talk to anyone.
Yeah, I'm the same.
I just want to listen to my Kesha and go in there and just pump my iron. You know, because it's going down. I'm yelling timber, and instead of saying no, which is what I should have said, I should have looked him in the eye and go, "I don't do that. It's just I don't use a trainer. Thank you." But I didn't want to
diss his
livelihood, you know? So I said, "Oh, I'm going to be out of town for the next little while." Now, I wasn't out of town. It was just the first fib. And I do have to go back because I paid my membership and I'm going back. And the cancellation fee is ridiculous. Okay, guys?
Oh, my God.
So like, I now park. I go and I park in the parking lot. And it's like, oh, man, I can't believe I have to go in here. And I have to see him. And every day. It's like, what do I say? If I see him, what am I going to do? So of course I go in there and I'm like, maybe he won't be in there. So I take a deep breath and I go in there. And of course he's like right there the second I like walk in. And I saw him awkwardly and I was like, my plans changed. And he went, what? And I went, the schedule's crazy.
Schedule's insane.
And he went, what are you talking about? And I realized he had no idea what I was.
He'd completely forgotten what I was talking about.
Like, and this is something night. I had been harboring, something that had been like giving me like palpitations for like weeks.
You've been like stressing out about it.
I ordered P90X and had just been working out at home because I was too afraid to go. And finally I was I paid, I'm going.
Oh my God, Jerry.
I'm doing it.
What the fuck are you talking about?
We spend our lives avoiding inconsequential people. I do that all the time. Like someone's not even thinking about me, but I'm obsessed with last time we saw each other, I didn't tip you enough. And now you think I'm a cheap bitch and you fucking hate me. And so you're like jerking off on my food or something. Like I go to really dark places too about what people scheme about me, like how they're gonna get revenge on me, and I'm like, well, how would I get revenge on me? And
maybe we're just our own evil.
I know, but Jerry, that is so fucking relatable. Oh my God, I've totally done that. Like, I'm like, oh, I can never go back there again.
But I would say to our friend from Oklahoma City, just lie. Say you like the food.
Just lie.
Don't order it. I mean, ultimately, like, just say it was great. Thank you so much. And if you're asked to order more, actually a great excuse is I don't have the money right now. That really shuts people up pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does take a little nerve to say that because you're admitting sort of a fault in yourself, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I wish I'd said to this trainer, man, I just don't have the money right now. I just don't have it.
Yeah.
But then I was afraid to go, oh, it's a free session. It's just like it opens you're up another like, door.
Right, Pandora's fucking box. I know.
Speaking of which, have you guys – I'm so sorry to change the subject. You can cut this part out. I promise you can. Have you guys been noticing a lot of telemarketers have been hitting up your cell phone?
Yes, nonstop. It's all nonstop.
Week. But didn't it just start?
Yeah, just like
what happened?
I think some political campaign that had a bunch of our phone numbers probably sold our phone numbers.
That's probably what happened.
Because I have this thing with like the Democratic National, like it's some sort
Obama
of Democratic thing.
Emails.
But no, it's some.
Oh, you
sort
guys
of
are
like,
with Obama. That's why, Obama. Man. Yeah,
totally.
Socialists.
Oh, yes. by the way, Hillary's up today. Woo-woo.
Oh, really?
Love her. She's my girl. I want her to win. I mean, I'm looking for a Hillary Trump election right now.
You know, I have to tell
that
you,
would be like,
while we're
like from a comedy perspective, that would be the best thing that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing better is if like Caitlyn runs as his VP.
Yes,
Caitlyn Jenner as Trump's VP. That would be great.
Oh my God, is that your next novel?
I hope so.
Okay, what were you saying though, Jer?
While we're recording this, that's how old I am. Wow, we got this on the tape recorder.
I say on the air
putting this little radio show, recording it on the dual cassette recorder with auto reverse.
TV.
We're putting this on this compact disc player. It's main gonna get on the MP3, put it out there on LimeWire, gonna download.
LimeWire? Did you say
LimeWire?
LimeWire,
that's
wow.
Right.
In your defense, we are all speaking into a Casio that Christina hits record on.
Casio recorder. No, but the Nevada caucuses are going on right now.
Yeah.
And you're saying Hillary is beating Bernie Sanders.
Because
it was pretty much a dead heat when they went into it.
Well, my Snapchat filter said Hillary was at 51%.
I'm glad we get our news from Snapchat filters now. It's 2016.
So I'm keeping up on my current events via Snapchat filters.
That's interesting. It's crazy. I was with a group of people last night, and I said something along the lines of, man, it's been crazy to watch Donald Trump and just this whole situation, and it's made it really fun and interesting. And everyone got mad at me that I even said that.
Yeah,
he was,
no,
like,
I'm the
fun.
Same way. I'm like, no, he's like making this really like.
Well, he's also making you. You're like now getting notoriety for writing erotica.
Thanks, Trump.
He gave a kid a job. God damn it.
Yeah, he did create a job. He's a job creator. No, I think like he's an awful. I think he's more of like a comedy type of a person. I mean. If he's like seriously running for president, that's a different thing. But I think he's honestly just doing this as like
It's a big JK. Like, he knows he's never going to be the fucking president.
Like, he was on, like, WWE a few years ago. Like, he's clearly doing this as a joke.
Totally. It's like, no.
And he's like, but he's actually getting people to, like, care about the elections. Because, like, who gave a shit the last one? Like, I don't remember anything.
I really think Hillary Trump is best case scenario, though.
I think that's probably what's
going to
happen.
Just in terms of protecting women in our country, that's basically the only
A Hillary
combo.
Trump one is going to be really funny, though.
I can't believe I keep talking about this. I mean, this is how small my life is, but I live in Calabasas, as I said. Like, we know, Jerry. Keep telling us.
Right by the Kardashians.
Yeah, and you jerk off on debit cards. We know. Here goes Jerry with his jerking off on the debit card story again. Oh, yeah.
Jerry.
You fucking debit card. Yeah, I'm looking at you. But I was in Calabasas, and I was in the post office, and I was in there, and there was a young woman in the post office, somewhat attractive. And I was looking at her.
There's an attractive person in California?
In Calabasas.
What?
And she was, this young lady was in front of me and then went up and was wearing like a trucker's hat. And I was like, oh, this is one of those, get ready. You thought the LimeWire reference was cool. I thought it was like a Von Dutch. Like,
oh, my God.
Boom, boom. I'm dropping them all over the place.
Throwing it all the way back. Did you rock a Von Dutch on the red carpet back in the day? Maybe once.
You know, I was never famous enough at that point to get the free Von Dutch gear for the rich charity program that was so prevalent in like the aughts, like 2003. It was like 2003.
Yeah, you
right?
got your Juicy Couture and your Von Dutch hats.
I was not a cast member on that 70s show, nor was I a former bandmate. Nor was I on the Hills, nor was I a former band member of NSYNC. So yeah. I did not get the Von Dutch stuff. I was also even a little too old at that point to be wearing it.
It actually seems like you're obsessed with Von Dutch. Yeah, like, you seem to have some pretty accurate references.
I did see someone in a Von Dutch hat, and I was like,
did you like Google Von Dutch before he's like,
I actually
bring up this reference?
I tried to secretly get a photo of them. And that's something you shouldn't. We were actually talking about this earlier. Yeah. You shouldn't, if you're secretly taking a photo of someone, you shouldn't be taking that photo.
Right.
You know?
I'll straight up go up to people and ask them if I can take a photo of them.
Were you planning on going wide with it though, or was this for like an internal chuckle with your friends?
I mean, everything's a potential Instagram post, you know? Yeah. Everything is a potential, like, look at what I saw. Hashtag Von Dutch. Hashtag.
Yeah. Hashtag Von Dutch.
Hashtag
Calabasas.
Anyway, I was in line at the post office. I'm going to bring it back, I promise. And this attractive woman was wearing a trucker's hat in front of me, went up to go get a tracking number on her package or something. When this young lady turned around, was wearing a Make America Great Again hat.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I have a hat that says Sluts for Trump 2016. It's like, it was originally like a Women for Trump hat. And I was like, nope. And so I just like rewrote the word sluts on like the website and I had it delivered to me and I just wear it all the time.
Perfect.
People love it.
But it was funny. I wasn't sure if this young lady was wearing it ironically or.
That's like a thing now. And like, it's confusing because you see a lot of people wearing them and I'm like, I don't know if you're joking or not.
And I wanted to ask her, is it ironic? But I didn't want to.
It is Calabasas.
I didn't want to open a conversation if it wasn't ironic. You know, it is Calabasas, which can be a very conservative area. You know, there's a lot of you know, rich people there. So it was. It was the first one I saw, and my heart skipped a beat. I was so
excited.
I'll
give you my tip. When you want to find out a passive aggressive note about people's fashion, like where they actually stand on it. If you had just been like, love your hat with like a smile on your face, if she was like, thank you, or if she was like, oh my God, I know, right? Like, you would have totally gotten one or the other. So always just like a very sincere compliment. It's bitchy and sick, but like, you should just do it.
I think you should definitely. I would just feel like, oh, I love your hat. She'd be like, oh, thank you. Or like, right? Right? Trump, right?
You're so cute. You made a really funny face when he said that. All right, let's take our next call.
Hi, Malls. It's Natalie. We've, like, interacted on Snapchat before, but it doesn't matter. When you were with Vlog stuff, whatever. My question that I have is, how do I let go of past relationships easily? Like, it's a new year, but I'm having a hard time moving on from relationships that I made last year. So I just want advice on how to be able to move on more freely and to become less attached of old memories. Thanks.
It's actually very interesting that you bring this up. Right before we started, I was talking with Jerry about how he knew my last big relationship. He knew my ex or whatever. And I I had this realization in my last big breakup was that I took it the best that I have ever taken a breakup, even though it was probably the most serious relationship I've ever been in. Because not to point out what a skank I am, but like the more guys you date, it gets easier and easier to get over this sort of stuff because it doesn't have the same impact. It's not like you've lived to see another day. So honestly, my advice to you would just be to get out there and keep dating and breaking up and getting used to having your heart trampled on. I think it's a really important thing in life.
Yeah, just suck more dicks, basically. That's my philosophy in life, really.
Yeah, suck more dicks.
Just suck more dicks.
Yeah, wait, are you on Grindr?
No.
Do you do any of that stuff?
No,
oh, you do?
How
serious are you guys?
We've been dating for like a year and a half.
Is he jealous of Nick?
Yeah.
Your business
partner? No, they're honestly like, they became like really good friends. So like, they'll go and hang out like without me.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they'll just go to bars without me and like, I'll just be at home just chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah, whenever I'm doing anything with work related, he's like a second boyfriend.
Are you jealous of them?
No, not really.
That's
Nick
good.
Is straight. So like,
yeah.
Unbelievably, like he says he's straight, but I don't know. But like, but no, it's so funny because like everybody, Nick and I were friends like way before I was dating my boyfriend. And so like everybody had thought that Nick and I were actually dating before.
Of course, yeah.
Because like we always like you do everything together. And he's like kind of like a brother. We've only known each other for like 2 years now. So like it's not like we've been friends forever.
Yeah.
But like, no, we're really good friends. And like everybody thinks he's like gay and that we're dating or something.
Yeah.
So people are like, oh. Or like I had boyfriends who would like get jealous of Nick.
Yeah.
And just be like, who's this guy you're always hanging out with?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, it's fine. We're
and
just,
by the way, that's a big tell that that person's not right for you. Because when people are jealous, it's like, oh, this is just going to get worse.
Oh, yeah.
Never
it always
gets
just
better.
Gets worse.
No one ever is like cured of their jealousy.
It
just
so
gets
true.
Worse. Like they need to be cured of it in their next relationship. Mm-hmm. But like it's hard to go back from that.
Yeah.
When you're there. Jerry, what's your advice for getting over a breakup?
I mean, first of all, you guys are so young, you know, so there's really.
Thanks, hon.
It's just it's so funny to think of being upset about breakups and to recall how young I was when I was getting upset over them. And I wish I hadn't wasted that energy on sadness and stuff
right.
like that. And I know that's easy to say when you're not in it, but.
I feel the same way. Like after like looking back on like my like first relationship that I had, I was like crushed when it was like over. And then like now I look back and I was like, I need to fucking just stop being a little bitch. And that's like my
right.
philosophy.
You know, I don't want to quote you exactly. I don't want to steal quotes from you, but you said, you know, suck as much dick as you can. Now that
Jerry,
that's
like don't go stealing
gravestone.
Quotes.
That term right there, suck as much dick as you can. Actually, you're saying something quite poignant, which is like try
you're young, like
try to let me try and rephrase that a second. Instead of saying suck as much dick as you can, I think you'd say try and experience
yeah,
as
exactly.
much as you can. Because I am 42 right now and it's like over. It's like it's done. Like I still try to live my life
yeah.
with the adage of suck as much dick as
yeah.
you can. No,
right.
I just wanted to keep saying that. no, but I mean, it's true. Like, and also there's really no excuse now to not meet people. It's one thing.
True.
Because of technology, there's no excuse to not even start a discussion with people. Now, you have to put yourself out there a little bit. You have to put photos of yourself out there. I mean, I've heard some of the people I work with, they like to put only group shots on these things so that you don't know who it is. So the people, when there's more,
that's
I'm
some
serious.
Sketchy shit.
No,
yeah.
well, you put
it's
shots of you
one.
And a group of people and you and a group of people and you and a group of people. So A, you're not worried about friends or coworkers because
yeah.
these things are typically regional or wherever you are
right.
coming across your picture. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
that's always embarrassing when you get a text and it's your face and you're on, you know, Tinder or Grindr.
Jordan Rubin caught me on Raya and he snapped me. But I like kind of like
what is
it.
That?
Oh, it's like Tinder for celebrities. Not to brag, I got approved. A lot of my friends are waitlisted.
Oh, really?
So yeah, it's very.
Is he on Raya?
Jordan's on Raya. I mean, well, he has to be in order to see me. But and they have a no screenshot policy where if you screenshot once, they give you a warning being like, if this picture winds up on social media, like, you're fucked. Like, oh, they're God. Like, you're off Raya forever.
Ooh, I want to be on there.
And so, like, it sounds
you'll
very,
see, like, exclusive and bitchy. I like it.
I matched with Patrick Schwarzenegger. I tell everybody.
That's great. I'm sure
it was an accident.
I hope you don't get banned for saying that.
No, I know. Well, I mean, no, allegedly.
Allegedly.
So, but I actually kind of like it because I just got into Tinder after my last breakup. I never did the online dating thing because my work has always been online. So I was like, I want one part of my life that is completely separate from the internet. And also when I was like doing the videos for like Gawker or whatever, I was like, oh my God, people are going to be like, that girl from Gawker's pathetic. And I was also like 24 at the time. So I didn't really need to be on a dating site.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really enjoy running into friends on Tinder. I hate running into exes there, but I'm always like, hey, girl, what's up? Because we're all here for the same reason.
Yeah.
No, there's no, like, illusions. Like, no one's exempt from being, like, looking for love or, like, companionship. Right. No one's exempt from that. Yeah. And if you are, like, God, that must be nice. I'm a little envious of asexuals, to be honest. It must just be such a cool thing to, like,
not have to think about that at all.
Like, not worry about if you're, like, a attractive or if you're like good
sounds
for
like
them.
My dream life.
It also sounds like really hard to explain to people.
Yeah. But I don't give a shit.
I'm not worshiping asexuals right now, but I think it is pretty cool. Anyway, I think that Natalie point is that we all have come to the conclusion that you need to go suck a bunch of dicks.
That was the conclusion, I think.
That was one way of putting it. I know, I'm yanking all your quotes. I do want to say that you should go back and listen to the episode that my ex, Eric Moneypenny, was on. He and I dated for like 3 years and I was like so in love with him. I was like 24 years old. And when we broke up, I was handicapped. Like I was like, I was basically like a vegetable. Like all I did was cry and like ask Christina to pick me up and drive me to Santa Monica to go to Carvel and listen to This American Life. And I would like cry in her front seat and be like, I loved him so much. like on so much stolen Xanax. Like it's so anyway.
Stolen Xanax.
So I don't know. But yeah, so I had him on though this year, and it's been
did a podcast after you guys broke up.
7 years after we broke up, and
I have to listen to that. That sounds good.
And not only did he look great, and like, is he in a great place in his life, and like dating a girl, and like I was in a relationship at the time too. Like I've since dumped that person, but I had such a fun time laughing with him and like remembering everything about him that I loved before we were in a relationship, and why I was so attracted to him as a person, why I'm not now. But it was like really nice to, I never in my life thought that I would have like an LOL convo with him. I thought that part of my life was over, that like maybe we could see each other and be civil, but like to have him come here and do like 2 hours of convo without it being too weird was nice.
Yeah. I'm so sorry to interrupt. I'm going to have one more. I'm so sorry.
No, you go ahead.
No, you, I insist.
No, go ahead.
No way. No way.
I was just going to say like, I mean it's stupid and cliche, but like really though with time, like it's fine. Like you'll be fine.
Time heals all wounds.
Yeah. And like, as you get older, you'll get over things faster because you learn how to do it better.
Absolutely.
And you learn more about yourself on how to get over shit. So
just like jerking off on
debit cards. Yeah, just jerk off on your debit cards and you'll be fine.
What about you, Jerry?
Somebody, I can't believe, since you reacted so positively, both of you, to my last sort of words of wisdom.
Yeah.
You're referring to me as sort of like the older wise man.
Jerry's beaming. Yeah,
he's like, so excited.
Like life, everything that happens in life is going to happen.
Right.
Like, what happened? Like everything that happens in life, everything that happens in life is just 1%. Everything that happens around us, every event is just 1%. The other 99% is how you react to that 1%, how you personally react. So obviously, you and this young lady, Natalie.
Yeah, Natalie.
Are reacting in a very sort of heavy-handed manner to this breakup. And you don't have to react that way. I know it's easier said than done.
When you're young, it's really hard. When you're 22, I mean, I'm guessing Natalie's in her early 20s. And I'm going to say when you're 20-something and unconscious and running around, you're very mature.
Yeah.
You're like 40. I don't know what's going on with you,
Elijah.
Yeah,
I'm like a 40-year-old. I know.
But I'm
super old.
But you're not. Like, it's like I just was very unconscious and sad all the time and I couldn't get out of it. But it's good to know that someday you might get to a place in your life where things are less dramatic. I feel like I've gotten there a little bit.
This is such a weird turning point, this story. And you can cut this out of the podcast, I promise. This is going to be really boring. No, you're going to really, like, everyone's really falling asleep now. This is the part where they like nap. This is the part where they like take a little. Guys, if you're driving, turn this off or pull over because you're about to
quit jerking off on your debit cards and listen.
I was seeing a young lady when I was single. Before I was married. The only person I've ever dated before I was married. These are jokes, everyone.
Okay.
I was sitting in my apartment in West Hollywood, and the phone rang, and this person I was seeing said, "Hey, listen, I need to see you right now." And I thought it was because this young lady was physically needed me at that time.
Right.
And I went, "Yeah, sure, of course. Okay, done." Hung up the phone, put on my Dracar, boom, Von Dutch.
Wow.
You're loving this, right?
All of it.
Put on my Dracar and got right up there. I was there within 10 minutes. I mean, you don't have to ask me twice.
Yeah.
And when I got in there, I was literally like taking my clothes off as I was walking
in
the house.
Let's do this.
And this young lady was like, I need you to have a seat. I need you to have a seat. And I was like,
he's like, shit, I got to put my pants back on. Hold on.
I was like, okay. And then I was like, oh gosh, this is going to be something serious. Like, you know, I want to take this relationship to the next level. You know,
right.
I was like, you know, and I was kind of into this girl. I was like, all right, this could, we were dating about a month, I guess. And this young lady said, listen, I don't know how to tell you this, but I've met someone else and it's over. And I remember, I started laughing.
Yeah.
And she said, why are you laughing? This is serious. Like, I'm so sorry. She was like crying.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm so sorry. And I was I could not control my laughter, even in moments of like quiet time, like of like trying to act somber. And like, I was really like, I was feeling this loss as well with this young lady. I couldn't stop laughing. And then that like sadness on her part turned to anger. Like, why are you laughing?
Yeah. You're like, fuck
and I said, I'm so sorry. I should, you're calling me up here for the complete opposite reason. I should probably leave. I think it's best if I left. And this young lady was like, no, I want you to stay. I want to talk about this. And I was like, there's nothing more to talk about. I totally get it. And I could not stop laughing. And I got my car and drove home and was really like, it's so funny. I remember thinking like, oh God, normally I would have been so upset by that situation, but I wasn't. And it was only because of my mindset. And I want to tell you something else. That girl would not stop calling me after that, after my reaction to that.
Yeah.
And it's just so funny. Like, it wasn't even something I planned on doing, but because of my headspace, I reacted so well to that breakup.
That's
and
great.
I can't explain it. Like, I'm like, don't expect things to work out that way. Try and have a lighter.
Yeah, I
but
mean,
this
like,
girl sounds like a disaster though, because like the expectation that you're going to be super depressed about her. Right? I mean, I've said to guys before, they're like, "I'm so sorry. I just can't do this. I'm so sorry." And I'm like, if I'm not upset, you shouldn't be upset.
Yeah,
like,
right.
That's. I'm so sorry. Like, no. Why would she? What is there to talk about? Exactly right. You met someone else. I'm going to go home now.
Yeah,
sounds
like you made your choice. I'm just gonna go and chill. Like it's fine.
Yeah.
It was. I mean, that's like breakups for me, and breakups for me after that became a lot easier. I realized they were sort of like
it's gonna happen. Yeah,
they were fleeting. Like you shouldn't. And the less you react to them, the cooler you seem. And really, it's all about how you seem to other people. Are you
right.
You cool
that's
enough?
True.
Right.
I mean, like, it's really what life is.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, look, I recall also when I was younger and I would go out like to clubs and bars and stuff. If I saw my agents at a place, I knew I couldn't go there anymore because I had to be cooler than my agents because they had to get me jobs. And I wanted them to be like, oh, get them on the phone. Hey, what are you doing tonight? Where are you going? And I'd be like, oh, you don't know. It's all secret.
Yeah, it's a thing you can't get into. It's fine.
This is a cabal. You'll never get in. Don't even worry about it. It's this club where we jerk off on debit cards. All of us.
It's
like
a debit card jerking club.
All right. Okay, Jerry's going to read our letter.
There's no name attached to this, actually. This young lady is asking you to call her Christy or something.
Okay, Christy or something.
Call me Christy or something. That's what she says specifically, do not use my real name. Call me Christy or something.
Just call her or something.
Okay, little or something wrote
this
to
is
us.
From something. Hey, Malls. I've been a listener for quite some time now. Well, should I do this with a girl voice? No, it would be too
totally
mocking.
Should.
No, it would be mocking. It would be mocking.
You're right. And also, mocking. It'll get exhausting for you.
Right. Okay, I don't want it to be mocking, but let me just try it. And if it doesn't work out,
then
we can start from the beginning. but I know that's something that bothers you, so I don't want
to
say mocking.
No, I don't like
if
it
you
when
think
people
being,
do it in a fight to be dismissive.
Okay.
But this is a podcast. Who cares? Plus, we're probably going
to
make fun
of
her anyway.
This is offensive.
We're probably going to make fun of her.
If this is offensive in any way, tell me.
Okay.
Because you are the foremost authority on people mocking other people. I want you to say, Jerry, that's offensive. Apologize right now, and I will apologize. And then it won't go on my permanent record.
Apologize to Christy.
Or something. Hey, Miles. I've been a listener for quite some time, and I'm writing to ask some help with a friend. I have a friend, Jen, not her real name, who is 43 and just ended a 2-year relationship, end quote, with Tom, not his real name. I put that in quotes because they're coworkers in the relationship, and it started as a booty call when he had a girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, his ex-girlfriend is a coworker as well. Jen has been married once and has a string of long-term 7+ year relationships that have ended disastrously.
Jerry, this is really good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's
okay,
like...
Okay, well, let's keep going. Jen has repeatedly caught Tom texting other girls. Tom's roommate is single, and Tom would troll dating sites with the roomie and act as a wingman for the friend. Often, Tom would end up texting these chicks himself. About a year ago, Jen's place was almost broken into, and after dealing with police, she headed to Tom's to spend the night. She was freaking out and arrived to find him in bed with a naked chick on him. Tom told her it was nothing. Nothing was going to happen beyond what she walked in on, but never once did he apologize to her for it. After about a week of sitting home crying, Jen went back to his place and things went on business as usual. As you can imagine, I and a group of her girlfriends are not fans of Tom. But we'd listen when she wanted to vent and, for me at least, tried really hard not to be a full-on judgy bitch by telling her what I really thought of Tom. The relationship ended when she told Tom she wanted more commitment and he didn't respond. She walked out and has him packing up her things from his place and bringing them over a few boxes at a time. Over Valentine's Day weekend, we were at 2 weeks post-breakup, and Jen was a mess. At one point, she messaged me that she was thinking of driving to Tom's place to confirm he was out of the house and on a date. He had planned to drop off a box of her stuff earlier that day and told her he felt sick and was staying at home. A couple of friends and I talked her off the ledge, but she's also the type to lie about whether or not she actually followed through on her crazy plans. Jen started seeing a therapist who advised her to not date anyone for at least a year and just focus inward. We all know Tom is a dickhead and knew it from the start. It's hard to be a good friend when someone is old enough to really know better. I myself have 3 kids and I'm married and I work full time. And while I check in and message her often, I'm at the point where I don't know if I have room in my life for her brand of drama. I feel like I'm being a shit friend if I turn my back on her, but it is exhausting to keep up with her and her shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
We're not in our early 20s anymore. We're in our late 30s, early 40s. How can I set boundaries without making her feel like I'm bailing on her? Love the show. Love the snaps. Call me Christy or something.
Jerry, that was incredible.
That was great. He really acted it out the entire time.
Is there some sort of award for podcast letter rating? Because I think you just won them all. I love that. It was really good. That was really good. Especially because that was basically a cold read. Yeah,
it was a super cold read.
It was a super cold read.
I want to tell you, halfway through there, I got really scared because I was like, oh boy, what if someone dies here? And I'm like mocking it.
That would be so good.
And I'd be like, okay, we have to start over.
We've had letters like that happen before.
And then I have to manually watch you guys erase all that.
We've had things like that happen where I'm like, oh, I bet she's in. And like the next sentence is like, my brother slept with me when I was a child. I mean, like, it's always crazy shit like that. We've had, well, I begged for an incest letter for a really long time. Then I got one and I was like, careful what you wish for.
I have a joke with a buddy of mine, like whether we could tweet something. I say, hey, can I tweet this? And he always says, did someone die? And I go, no. And he goes, yeah, then you can tweet it. It was so funny. I mean, this is so dumb, but we were at work. This is totally off topic. We were at work and everyone was getting the texts, the Amber Alert texts.
Oh, yeah.
The text, but they come in the form of texts now. And this is like when it first started happening.
Really loud. So, I get the alerts on my phone that like scream through the speakers. Yeah.
And it comes through every inbox, you know? I was like in a room with people and I was like, who's this chick Amber who's texting me? This is crazy. And I looked at this guy and I went, can I? And he went, no, because someone might die. And it's not,
They're like, no, that's a child being kidnapped.
I know.
Well, those Amber Alert things are ripe for comedy until you realize that their literal purpose is to save a child that's off in someone's Toyota Camry.
I do want to say, I am one of those people when I get that text and I'm on the freeway. I give a look out. I'm like, I'm going to find that maroon Nissan. I'm going to find that maroon
kids.
Nissan.
Yes.
I'm more just like, why did it just like go through and just like interrupt my music?
Okay, so basically this is I'm going to give you a little nugget because we got to get Jerry out of here so he can go dance with his daughters. So cute. But, you know, you're in way over your head with this chick.
Yeah.
You can't even, everything that you just told me is so not any of your fucking business. And like, and I'm not saying that in a judgmental way to you because obviously this Jen person is very persuasive and making you care about what is obviously fucking pathetic drama for a 43-year-old woman. Yeah. Like this, I mean, this Tom character sounds pretty bad.
Shitty. Yeah, he sounds like an asshole.
Like kind of textbook disrespecting her. So she's like really entertaining that. And then like on top of that, you have three fucking kids and you're juggling this drama. Like whenever I think about like my friends with kids, I'm like, oh, I just don't even understand like what it is that they go through because I don't have any sort of responsibility like that in my life.
Yeah.
Like my dog is a lot for me. Like, like having someone else do renovation on my house is a lot for me. So that like, yeah, that's no. Jen needs to fuck off. You're fine, Christy, or something. Jerry, what do you think? I know you're very attached.
I'm trying to think of like one of like my amazing adages that I've been throwing out on this show, like a Jerry, like we should have like a Jerry's words of wisdom.
Everything happens segment. For a reason.
Yeah.
Everything good. Happens
for a that's reason. Sort of that's one. I'm so sorry, Miles. I don't want to be judgy, but that's a little tired. That one.
I know. It's a little on the nose.
I just think people are going to do what they're going to do. Like, you can't stop them, you know?
If you see something, say something.
If you see something, say something.
That pertains more to terrorism.
Okay.
That's more about forest fires. That's not typically about
43-year-olds dating guys who are fucking other people.
Christy or something.
Look both ways before you cross the street.
That's a good one.
That's important.
That's a lifesaver.
That's a lifesaver. I just don't think you have... Anytime I've tried to meddle in my friends' business, it's gone wrong.
Really bad. Yeah.
Man, I have a buddy who's married and he was fighting with his wife. And I was like, hey, why don't you like there was something going on. Where, like,
such a dude face when you said like such an innocent guy.
He was fighting with his wife. And I was like, why don't you just, and it was about something like he had to go like pick up, it was like about like picking up groceries or something. And I was like, or it was about like, I said, hey, why don't you take her out to dinner or something? Like, you know, we were working together and I said, I'll take care of this. And you go take her out to dinner, you know, and maybe like be a little more polite or something, you know? And he got really mad at me and said,
don't tell me how to
treat my wife. Don't. He's absolutely right. It's none of my business, you know?
Yeah.
At the same time, when people put it out there, it's one of those things where it's like you can't tell people how to raise their kids. You can't tell people how to be in their relationships. But sometimes when people start putting it out there, you're like, what am I supposed to do? Just sit in front of this information? Like I'm literally a blank canvas. And the answer is, yeah.
Yeah, just do nothing.
And I also want to throw something else on because this seems like a natural progression before we sign off the show. I was going through our episodes the other day on SoundCloud, just checking out some numbers, doing some stats, and I saw that on our Mitchell Sunderland episode, a lot of people in the comments were very upset with me for doing something called white-splaining about Rachel Dolezal's potential mental illness and why she did what she did. Just want to let you know something about Malls. I realize now no one ever – I said this at dinner the other night with Ryan O'Connell and Lara. I was like, no one gives a shit what any white person thinks about race, period. But I honestly – I have like an approach to humankind where I'm always just trying to figure out like what could be useful about someone or like what redeeming qualities they may have. And I realize now like a lot of the comments were very clear about feeling that she took away opportunities from women of color. I've never been a woman of color. I've been a woman. I know that opportunities are a little bit more hard to come by. I can't even imagine what it's like when you're and so I really apologize about the whole trying to find a place for Rachel Dolezal in the world thing because no one, I guess no one's really looking for me to do my, like, you know, 1970s, like, summer camp thing with that.
1970s so summer camp.
Find something nice to say. All right. So you guys, 323-450-7408. That's where you can call to leave messages for Please Advise. You can also call and leave comments. If you think we really fucked up when we were giving advice today, we also like it when you call and give your two cents. Maybe you have some better advice for Natalie and her failed relationships. You guys, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/pleaseadvise. We're also on iTunes. We're on Facebook. Join our group there. I'm thinking about doing some more fun stuff with the Please Advise site. If that's something you're interested in, maybe a weekly letter, some video content, I can do that for you. Jerry, people can find you on, are you still on Mysteries of Laura right now?
No. That was a television show that I did for NBC. My character, spoiler alert, everybody. Mysteries of Lawyer. Mysteries of Lawyer. Mysteries of Laura. Spoiler alert. My character went to jail.
Oh, fun.
Ooh, that is fun. Prison's way more fun than death.
That is like, I mean, that's like some Walking Dead spoiler alert.
Does real there. Jerry fear jail?
Yeah, I think prison is pretty scary.
I'll probably end up there. So I just have a whatever.
Do not even put that out into the universe, little Capricorn. I do that to myself too. And by the way, I got arrested and they didn't even book me.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's good.
They just gave me a walking citation.
You have more street cred than I do because you've actually been arrested.
Yeah, I got arrested for trashing a hotel room and writing rape apologists on the walls in lipstick. So that was pretty metal.
That is pretty fucking metal.
And like, the state of Arizona was like, this girl lost her mind temporarily. We're not going to hold her accountable.
If it's in Arizona, it doesn't count.
It costs as much as a DUI. I think it was worth it.
Yeah, that's worth it.
Elijah, where can people find you right now?
I tweet a lot of really stupid shit. Until my shows come out, you can just follow me on Twitter.
At Mr. Jerry OC, is there anywhere else that people can find you right now?
I sometimes do Instagram, but most of my real creativity is in Twitter. Like, Instagram is just like family photos and stuff. I shouldn't really downplay it. You can find me on Mr. Jerry on Instagram and on Twitter.
Hot pics.
Hot pics.
Wait, Jerry, do you like Sting and Peter Gabriel?
Are you saying that because I'm old? And like,
no, because I love Sting and Peter Gabriel, and I was thinking you'd be really fun. Let's get a group together. Do a bunch of Molly, go to see Sting and Peter Gabriel.
Oh, you mean in concert?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, the concert that's really a lot of fun at the
Kids
at the Hollywood Bowl, Kids Bop, is amazing. No, but Hall & Oates was really fun.
Yeah, Hall & Oates is a classic.
It was really good stuff. A lot of hits.
Genuinely really love Peter Gabriel, though.
He's great.
Yeah.
I did not do Motley. I really wanted to in like a real like so I wanted to suck I wanted to take it all in.
Yeah.
I didn't want it to be like a drunken drug infused thing. I wanted to remember every moment of it.
Such a typical me thing. We have to let you go, but I want to say that I have done Motley at all of the wrong concerts so many times. Like last time I went to see Peter Gabriel, he was with a symphony orchestra, and Ed and I people kept turning around telling Ed and I to shut up because we were speaking at room.
I did Molly at an Aaron Carter concert last year, so
that's perfect.
Yeah, that's
I feel
good.
Like you and Aaron Carter
concert, so.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, it was good.
You guys are heaven. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having it.
Such an honor.
Please come back
anytime.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
All the time.
All right, love it. Elijah, you're gonna stay for our next episode.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yay. Talk to you soon, guys. Bye.